The repercussions of yesterday's extraordinary series of pager explosions in Lebanon are continuing. Multiple reports have said the plan was likely to have been formulated by Israel's spy agency, Mossad. The explosives were planted in pagers used by members of the militant group Hezbollah. At least 12 people were killed, including 2 children. Thousands were injured. The explosions came hours after Israel's security cabinet said a new aim of the Gaza war was the safe return of displaced residents whose homes are close to the border with southern Lebanon. Shashank Joshi is the defence editor of The Economist. I asked him if anywhere other than Israel is likely to have had the motive or the capability to carry out these attacks.
No, there's pretty much no one who would have the interest in sabotaging a large number of Hezbollah devices in this moment of elevated tension in the region. And almost nobody else, I think, who would have the technical nous, the intelligence prowess, the historic experience to be able to conduct what we call a supply chain attack of this scale by identifying, intercepting, modifying devices from one batch designed for use by one specific group. I think it really has to be Israel.
Is it at all clear how this attack was planned and made possible?
It's not clear, but I think that there's really only one plausible explanation, and that's that explosives were planted inside the pagers. Some reports from regional sources suggest a few grams of high explosives were placed inside. There are speculations that this may have been a cyber attack causing the battery to overheat. I don't believe that is a plausible explanation. That's not how batteries overheat. If that's really what would be possible with a small pager battery, then we would be looking at, you know, all laptops being small bombs, and that just isn't the case. So this really must have been the case of explosives planted inside, either at the factory or at some point when the consignment was intercepted by the attackers.
Why might Israel have decided to detonate these explosives now?
There's a few hypotheses. One of them is that this is preparation for a war in southern Lebanon, which we know has been a risk. And the Israeli cabinet introduced the return of Israeli civilians to the north of Israel as a war aim just 2 days ago. And that links to southern Lebanon and Hezbollah. The other possibility is that this was retaliation for what Israel says was an attempted bomb plot against a senior former Israeli official. And the third possibility is that this is simply a part and parcel of the war of attrition between Hezbollah and Israel that's been ongoing in very vicious fashion since October 7th.
As you say, there has been some speculation that these attacks, that they could be a prelude to an Israeli invasion of southern Lebanon. What's your assessment?
I think that that's still less likely than not. We're seeing debate within the Israeli cabinet on that issue. For instance, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be in favour of this operation, and Yoav Gallant, the defence minister, is said to oppose it. And in fact, some people think Mr. Gallant may be at risk of losing his job. Mr. Gallant, of course, favoured a war in October, but seems to have changed his mind. I still think, however, that there's an element of bluff here, which is the Israelis want Hezbollah to think a war is a serious possibility, because then they will negotiate seriously on pulling back from the Israeli border, pulling their forces back, and allowing Israeli communities to return to the north of Israel, along with stopping rocket fire. So there's a diplomatic process going on here, and Israel may want to shape that diplomatic process. But we can't rule out that if nothing changes, that there will be a more serious escalation.
How is Hezbollah likely to respond, do you think?
Well, we saw a few weeks ago when Israel killed a senior Hezbollah member in Beirut. Hezbollah fired rockets at Israel. Israel, in turn, intercepted some of those and attacked others on the launch pads, on the ground. It's entirely possible we'll see another repeat of that kind of missile strike. It's also possible, however, that we will see Hezbollah return to a tactic they've used in the past, which is effectively terrorism directed against Israeli or Jewish targets abroad. About 12 years ago, they attacked a bus of Israeli tourists in Bulgaria, for instance, and that was widely seen as retaliation for the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists by Israel. So we may yet see a kind of indirect, covert, more old-fashioned attack somewhere else in the world rather than a conventional missile strike. I think that the group's probably keeping all its options on the table at present.